WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, underway exactly 21 years after I finished my first radio show ever, The Mike Shimeri Show, on what was then web radio, WCWP, and is now The Wave. Foolishly, I didn't air check that show, but did air check the second show and beyond. I remember little about what I said that first night other than referring to it as the maiden voyage of The Mike Shimeri Show. With a limited music collection, I played multiple songs by certain groups or solo artists, including Dave Grusin. I chose Dave's Mountain Dance as my first song on my first show. Here it is. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This week, I'm marking the 21st anniversary of my radio debut, October 5th, 2001, by playing songs from that first Mike Shimeri Show on the date I just said. There are five exceptions, and one of them was in the triple shot you just heard. The third song of the triple shot was Phase Dance by Pat Metheny Group, from their eponymous debut in 1978. Pat Metheny played 6-string and 12-string acoustic and electric guitars on his composition with co-writer Lyle Mays on piano, Oberheim synthesizer, and autoharp. Mark Egan was on fretless bass and Danny Gottlieb on drums. The middle song in the set is one I didn't play on October 5th, 01, and have never played until now. Cannon by Chicago, part 2 of band member James Panko's Elegy on Chicago 3 in 1971. Jimmy and his fellow horn players were the only players on Cannon. He was on trombones, Lee Locknane on trumpets, and Walt Parizader on saxophones. Song 1 tonight was song 1 all time, Mountain Dance by Dave Grusin, the title track to his 1979 or 80 album. I always thought it was from 79, but one source I found online said it was recorded digitally in December 79 and released in 80. Dave played piano on his composition with two guys on synthesizers, Ed Walsh on Oberheim Polyphonic specifically, and Ian Underwood on Oberheim OBX and Sequential Prophet 5. The other players on the live digital studio recording were Jeff Mironov on electric guitar only, Marcus Miller on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Rubens Bassini with percussion. I'm certain that Rise by Herb Alpert was recorded and released in 1979, and that's next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Need something a little...
and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Instrumental Invasion's tribute to my radio debut 21 years ago tonight continues with another tune from that maiden voyage of the Mike Shimeri Show. It's a tune that reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, a rare feat for an instrumental. In October 1979, that's when it happened. 22 years ago from the month of my first show, and 43 years ago this month. It's Rise by Herb Alpert. Clap along. You know you want to. Rise. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. A mainstay on my radio shows in 21 years has been David Benoit, and that was David with Linus and Lucy, composed by Vince Guaraldi in 1965 for a Charlie Brown Christmas, the first ever Peanuts special. David's cover was on Happy Anniversary, Charlie Brown, in 1989, GRP's 40th anniversary celebration of the debut of the Peanuts comic strip with various jazz artists, including the G in GRP, Dave Grusin, who we heard in the previous segment. David's 89 arrangement of Linus and Lucy is an improvement on his 85 arrangement for his This Side Up release. He was on piano, Randy Kerber on keyboards, Grant Geisman on guitar, Nathan East on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Bobby Hall. Before the first one, we heard Herb Alpert with Rise, the title track to his 1979 LP, written by Herb's nephew, Randy Badass Alpert, and Andy Armour. Engineer Donald C. Don Hahn, not to be confused with the animator, had a lot of fun mixing Rise together, incorporating harmonizers and tape delays. That explains the echo effect on the guitar. No wonder Notorious B.I.G. sampled that part for Hypnotize. Don Hahn, the engineer, not the animator, also recorded Hand Claps and Cheers by the Personnel on Rise and nearly everyone in A&M Studios during the session. Besides Herb Alpert on trumpet, Rise had two guitarists, Tim May and Chris Pinnock, who would join Chicago in 1980, would Chris, taking over for Donnie Dacus, who took over for Terry Kath. Co-writer Andy Armour played Rhodes piano on Rise. The recently departed Mike Lang was on acoustic piano. Julius Wechter from Herb's Tijuana Brass on marimba. Abe Laboriel on bass. And Steve Schaefer on drums. Getting back to 1989, another debut. Candy Dulfer with Lily Was Here. That's another thing I remember from my first show in 2001. Alluding to Kilroy Was Here on the talk-up for Lily Was Here by Candy Dulfer. I'm not going to say it again. Saxophonist Candy Dulfer on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Lily Was Here, written by her, Candy, and Dave Stewart of Eurythmics for the 1989 Dutch film of the same name, although in Candy's native Holland, it was called De Cashier, the cashier. Candy's father, Hans, a saxophonist himself, says Lily Was Here was a jam at the end of a recording session for the film soundtrack. Recorded in one take, Candy jammed on alto sax, Dave Stewart on guitar and guitar synth, I guess, and Dave's Eurythmics mate, Oli Romo, on drum programming. Lily Was Here ended up on the North American release of Candy's 1990 debut CD, Saxuality. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, three more songs from my radio debut 21 years ago tonight.
Do you remember where you were?
Hello?
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This next tune, heard on my first ever radio show, October 5th, 2001, was written in what became a very expensive London taxicab ride for Peter White. Promenade.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Travis was the sports director at WCWP when I debuted 21 years ago tonight and played Deeper Than You Think by George Benson from Absolute Benson in 2000, 22 years ago. George played this here guitar, to paraphrase his rendition of On Broadway. Joe Sample, the writer of Deeper Than You Think, was on piano and keyboards. Christian McBride on electric bass for change. Steve Gadd on drums and percussion by Luis Conte. Before that, Peter White with his composition Promenade, tonight's third title track, this time in 1993. Peter was on guitars, keyboards, and synth bass, Dave Camp on saxophone and flute, and John Mann, M-A-H-O-N, with drum and percussion programming. Taking us into hour two, Joe Sample as the lead musician with Black and White. As simple as. I did not invert it. That's the title.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on the 21st anniversary of my first radio show ever. Hour one of this show ended with one of the songs from that first show, Black and White, As Simple As, written and performed by Joe Sample on Old Places, Old Faces in 1996. The double entendre title harkens back to Joe's teenage years when a black man and a white man taught him self-reliance. The black and white keys of the piano helped fulfill a promise Joe made to himself at 15 years old. No longer would a boss man control his life. No one did for his remaining 60 years on this earth. For Black and White, the song, Joe played the black and white keys of the piano and the Rhodes piano. Jay Anderson was on acoustic bass, Ralph Penland on drums, and percussion was by Lenny Castro. Hour two begins with a break from the first show playlist, two songs released in the last 2 years, one with a Portuguese title and the other with a Spanish title. The Portuguese title is another movie theme covered by saxophonist Sarao Watanabe live at Suntory Hall in Tokyo. Manhã de Carnaval. Carnival Morning. My Chime Time mashup was too good to limit to last month's Dan Ingram tribute. That was a pair of songs I didn't play on my radio debut 21 years ago tonight. And small wonder, they're from this year and last year. The one from this year was by Paul Brown from his July 15th release, Promised Land. Yo tengo, a Spanish sentence fragment that means I have. What you have is two guys playing everything on their co-composition. Paul was on electric guitar and vocals while Shane Theriault played acoustic guitar, keyboards, electric bass, drums, and percussion. Unless those last three things were programmed, and if they were, they sounded so real. Before the song with the Spanish title, there was one in Portuguese, Manhã de Carnaval, Carnival Morning, written by Luiz Bonfa, music, and Antonio Maria, lyrics, for the 1959 Brazilian film Orfeu Negro, Black Orpheus. It was performed in June 2021 by Japanese saxophonist Sarao Watanabe on Jazz and Bossa, live at Suntory Hall. Manhã de Carnaval helped establish the Bossa Nova movement and had English versions under the names Carnival and A Day in the Life of a Fool. Sarao played alto sax on his cover with featured acoustic guitarist Marcelo Kimura, a Brazilian of Japanese descent who moved to Japan around the time I was hosting the Mike Shamari Show. The rest of the rhythm section was Masaki Hayashi on piano, Kichiro Komobuchi on acoustic bass, and Itetsu Takamura on drums. The strings were led by concertmaster, first violin, Takayuki Oshikane. Getting back to electric guitar and music from my first show ever, here's the unrelated Norman Brown with Better Days Ahead. WCWP. Why not use it again? Norman Brown with Better Days Ahead, the title track to his 1996 album, tonight's fourth title track. I played Better Days Ahead in the second hour of my radio debut on October 5th, 2001, 21 years ago tonight. It's an original composition by Norman, unrelated to the one by Pat Metheny Group, who we heard last hour and will hear later this hour. Norm was on guitar, Herman Jackson on keyboards, Larry Kimple on bass, Rayford Griffin on drums, and percussion by the unrelated Daryl Munyongo Jackson. We'll go halvesies on debut show songs in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
By going halfsies, I meant two songs were played on the maiden voyage of the Mike Shamari Show 21 years ago, and two were not. This was Cast Your Fate to the Wind, David Benoit's other 1989 Vince Guaraldi cover.
I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Ken Navarro with Lost and Found, like Linus and Lucy and Black and White, from All the Way in 2003. Obviously, I didn't play that in my October 2001 debut. Lost and Found was written by Ken, acoustic guitars, and David Mann, M-A-N-N, keyboards and drum and percussion programming. Gary Granger played electric bass, and Barry Danielian was on trumpet and flugelhorn. Before that, something I did play 21 years ago tonight. David Benoit's trio arrangement of Vince Guaraldi's Cast Your Fate to the Wind on Waiting for Spring in 1989, released that fall. Same year as Happy Anniversary, Charlie Brown. And DeCacher / Lily was here. San Francisco Bay Area producer Lee Mendelson heard the Vince Guaraldi original of Cast Your Fate to the Wind on the radio, and that led Lee to tap Vince as the composer for Peanut specials and films, including A Boy Named Charlie Brown, which was also the name of an unaired TV documentary 6 years before the film came out. Again, David played piano on his cover with John Patitucci on acoustic bass and Peter Erskine on drums. There'll be two more 1989 songs in the last segment. One of them is by Earl Klugh, who you're hearing now in 96 with Maybe Tonight. Another sentence fragment.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shamari.
Jay's Disco and Funk King show led into the Mike Shamari show for my first two semesters on the air. This segment started with a piano trio and ends with Ronnie Foster's organ trio. Swingin' was Ronnie's song from Reboot, which came out the same day as Paul Brown's Promised Land, July 15th of this year. The pair that filled out the trio were Michael O'Neill on electric guitar and Jimmy Branley on drums. All other songs tonight were played on my first radio show ever, exactly 21 years ago, including Maybe Tonight by Earl Klugh from Sudden Burst of Energy in 1996, one of three tunes in that show and this one from 96. Earl played acoustic guitars and keyboards on his composition with Lenny Price on soprano sax, and not the Lenny Price who was at WCWP when I debuted. He had a talk show. Al Turner, the bass burner, on electric bass. Gene Dunlap on drums and percussion with additional percussion by Brazilian native Paulinho da Costa. Earl, Gene, Paulinho, Ronnie, and Harvey Mason all return in the last segment of this week's Instrumental Invasion on another song of Earl's. I'll tell you the title after this.
Hi, this is Tony Chiarno.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
I've left you in suspense long enough. The second Earl Klugh song from my first radio show is Master of Suspense.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bill was about a decade away from joining the Rips in 1989, the year of Tourist in Paradise, the fifth title track of the show. Russ Freeman played keyboards on the title track, along with keyboard programming, drum programming on a Lin 9000 drum machine, acoustic and electric guitars, and guitar synth. for sure. Brandon Fields was on alto sax, Carl Anderson with Caribbean-style vocals, Steve Bailey on fretless bass like Mark Egan last hour with Pat Metheny Group, Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals, and Steve Reed on percussion and soundscape. Before that, also in 89, Earl Clue with Master of Suspense from Whispers and Promises, another blank and blank. Again, Earl was the sole composer on Master of Suspense and played acoustic guitars only and keyboards. Returning from Earl's Maybe Tonight tune were Ronnie Foster on additional keyboards and synth bass, Paulinho da Costa on percussion, and Gene Dunlap on drum programming, but there were real drums by Mountain Dance returnee Harvey Mason. The suspenseful strings were arranged and conducted by Claire Fisher. That's a man, Douglas Claire Fisher. Mountain Dance by Dave Grusin was the first song I played on October 5th, 2001, and the last was by the aforementioned Pat Metheny Group. Hour two tonight started with a live song, and it ends with one. Travels is the song by PMG, the sixth and final title track tonight. Travels was the group's first live album and won them a Grammy for Best Jazz Fusion Performance. The songs therein were recorded from July to November 1982 in five U.S. cities, two of those cities in Texas. Of course, the title track is a Metheny Mays composition with Pat on one electric guitar and Lyle on piano and keyboards. Steve Rodby played what sounded like acoustic bass with Danny Gottlieb back on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Travels by Pat Metheny Group is the last leg of our travels back to my first radio show ever 21 years ago tonight. Happy trails!